In the Bible, the picture of the shepherd with his sheep is often used to refer to a king and his people, or a leader and his people. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, David, they were all shepherds leading the people of Israel. Now today, when we think of leaders, we get the image of people who are running huge corporations, huge companies. And quite often, these kinds of people are removed from most of the people who work in their organizations. They don't see them face to face. Maybe they watch them on video cameras, etc. They probably don't even know the names of many of the people. And they have somebody else or a department communicate with their people. But in the Bible, the ideal king is pictured as a shepherd, like the description in Ezekiel chapter 34. I don't have time to read it now, but please take a look at it. It very well might be modeled after the young shepherd boy, that ruddy complexion boy named David, who became king after God's own heart. In a world where they knew about the intimate contact and trust between shepherd and sheep, this was their preferred way of talking about kingship. In today's Holy Gospel, Jesus gives us an image that people in the first century Israel were pretty familiar with. And Jesus shows the way a shepherd keeps the sheep safe. And like God himself in Psalm 121, verse 8, watches over their going out and their coming in. The main job of the shepherd is the safety and care of the sheep. The shepherd has a total focus on the sheep. And you know what? The only king like that is the Lord's anointed one, the Messiah, Jesus. Once a shepherd's flock has been separated from any of the other sheep that are not in his care, he takes them out to pasture. Now, near the pasture is a special pen just for the sheep. And he then takes his place in the doorway or entrance and acts as a door or gate to the pasture. The sheep can go out to the pasture in front of the pen, or if they're afraid, they can back up into the security of the pen. I want to suggest to you that Jesus is giving us his insight, which is that he is the only gate by which people can enter into the safety and blessing of God's provision for them for all eternity. And Jesus makes this even clearer on the night that he will be arrested by saying, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." That's John 14, 6. Often the shepherd lies down at night in the gateway to stop the sheep from getting out and to stop any predators from getting in. Now Jesus is making a contrast between true shepherds and false ones, who Jesus says are thieves and robbers, complete strangers to the sheep. Well, I think that Jesus was referring to various people in leadership during his own lifetime. Maybe zealots or revolutionary leaders who were eager to lead Israel into confrontation with the Romans. And there were others like the ruling house of Herod, who easily submitted to the ruling powers of Rome so that they could keep their own power and wealth in place. Let's face it, it was job security. Here in John's gospel, this event takes place right after Jesus healed the blind man. And so the Pharisees were out to get Jesus for doing that. Not only doing that, but he did it on the Sabbath. In Jesus' bringing this shepherding image to his people, he, in a sense, is asking the question, how will you know God's true appointed king when he comes? Well, you can tell the true king the very same way you can tell the true shepherd. Anybody could turn up in Jerusalem and tout himself, proclaiming him to be a leader or Messiah. But only the one who comes by the way God has appointed and anointed them to do so. Anyone else is the untrue shepherd. Anyone can call followers, but the sign of the real king is the response that comes from the hearts when people hear his voice and in loving trust follow him. By the way, right after today's Holy Gospel, Jesus went on to talk about being the shepherd for his people. Beginning with verse 11 of chapter 10, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Those are Jesus' words, as recorded in John 10, 11 through 15. Now, when Jesus is saying, "I am the good shepherd," he was telling the world, and listen to this carefully, "I am who I am." In effect, Jesus was telling the very same thing when he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the bread of life. I am the gate. I am the vine. I am the light of the world." He's showing his love for his people, his sheep. He's their shepherd, their good shepherd. As he said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep." Well, I'm sorry, but I can't help but think, every time those seven I am statements in the Gospel of John are proclaimed by Jesus, I go back to Exodus, when Moses asked the burning bush, "Who shall I say sent me?" And God himself said, "I am who I am." Jesus is the great I am. If you're in relationship with Jesus, you are that important to God. God speaks to us through his word. He cares for us, and he even watches over us, providing for us and protecting us. Even more importantly, God loves us so much that he laid down his very life on our behalf. Now think for a moment. That Jesus Christ, your good shepherd, stood in the way of the one who seeks to drag you down, to make you feel guilty for your sins, but instead Jesus paid the price for your sins and for your life, your eternal life. Jesus, your good shepherd, willingly laid down his life for you, his loving sheep. My brothers and sisters in Christ, you are that precious to him. Listen today and take the time to hear his voice and follow him. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.